Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Becky Keefe and is titled, This is My Immeasurably More. I wake up and stretch my legs under the high thread count sheets. The luxury cotton feels good on my slightly sore muscles, a reminder of yesterday's 5.5 mile trek along the lake. The cabin is quiet. I tiptoe upstairs to the kitchen and make myself a cup of tea. It's nice to warm my hands on a hot cup in the chilly mountain air. Back in my bottom floor room, I open the blinds to reveal early morning blue skies and a glimpse of deep water in the distance. But the trees are still my favorite. Towering pines dot the view, a reminder that the best things grow slowly with wide branches and deep roots. It would have been nice to sleep in on this rare morning away from the demands of school schedules and hungry boys, but I'm now the kind of old that apparently can't turn off my internal clock. My eyes are bleary and I keep yawning, yet I admit I've learned to love the early hours, the joy of being still, quiet. Not rushing into the day ahead, but savoring what is and expectantly waiting for what is to come. Plus, it's easy to linger without someone asking for socks or sandwiches. So I linger in the Word and with the Word. And soon my heart turns to gratitude. Thanksgiving overflows. I'm spending the weekend in Lake Arrowhead with three of my dearest friends. It's Cayenne's 40th birthday, and her husband arranged for us to celebrate in a family friend's gorgeous home. 4 bedrooms for the 4 of us, a beautifully appointed kitchen and ample room to relax, walking distance to the village and the lake. It's a gift for Cayenne, but it's a gift to us all. I smile, thinking about the slow morning we enjoyed the day before around the table, sharing hearts and stories and Kai's amazing cinnamon rolls. I smile, thinking about the conversation and laughter that accompanied us on our long walk along the lake, the freedom to be silly or serious, chatty or chill. I smile, thinking about the tender afternoon tears shed and the encouragement given, of friends who see and are willing to be seen. I almost laugh out loud, recalling how we ended the evening with ridiculous face masks, sticking awkwardly to our foreheads, cheeks, and lips, like wet old man skin. I almost peed my sweatpants. It was so funny. How freeing to be in the company of true friends. The magnitude of this gift is not lost on me. I gaze out the window and up at the evergreens. The words of Ephesians 3:20 NIV bubble up in my heart. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And with this promise, a memory. The pine needles rippled in the breeze, and I think back 15 years. I remember being a new mom in a new city. I remember loving my baby boy and yet feeling swallowed by loneliness. I feel the memory of how quickly baby boy number 2, then 3, crashed onto the scene, and how the relentless days and exhausting nights and pervasive loneliness nearly crushed me. I remember how I cried out to God over and over, again and again, just give me one real friend. Now I'm the mom of teens with body aches and eye wrinkles and the best friends a girl could ask for. Cayenne, Kimberly, and Sarah are my immeasurably more, I say to God. Truly, I could not have imagined such friends. Then, like a movie montage, the last decade flashes in my mind, and I see hundreds of moments stitched together in a tapestry of God's faithfulness. The first time we met at a mom's group, a neighborhood walk pushing strollers, a muddy backyard playdate, the first time we had dinner, a summer book club, serving together on a ministry team, celebrating birthdays and graduations and births, mourning aging parents and job losses and health scares, swapping childcare and sourdough starters. Hours and hours and hours over years and years and years of life together. Yes, this is often how God answers prayers. And now I am keenly aware of the sheer grace and goodness of God's abundant faithfulness after years of loneliness and desperate, tear-filled pleas. This I know. God is the same God in my dreamy girl's weekend away as He was in my sadness and solitude. God is the same God in our abundance as He is in our lack. It's quite a truth to wrestle with. Today, I see so much beauty and purpose in the slow answering of my good desire for good friends. Though at the time, the stitch-by-stitch unfurling of God's faithfulness was often too incremental to see, too slow for my comfort. But now? Now I wouldn't trade His intentional weaving for anything. I hear the shuffle of feet above me. Sarah must be up and about to go on her morning run. Surely Kimber and Kai will be awake soon and ready for coffee. I'll put a pot on. But first I wonder where else in my life and yours does the slow stitching of answered prayers seem like no answer at all? Where does loneliness feel heavy and community impossible? Where are we tempted to give up hope that God has heard our pleas and cares enough to respond? This morning in the mountains is one of my Ebenezer stones, a reminder that God is always, always listening and always, always still writing the story. For more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And find us everywhere on social media at encourage.
Graduation season is here. Are you ready to bless the grads in your life? Pick up a faith-filled card and gift from dayspring.com to inspire and remind them of where their true strength lies, long after the graduation ceremony is over. Shop today at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.